I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 12th. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch tonight will put forward a $475 million bond to cover the cost of Quincy's pension obligations. The bond order will be introduced at tonight's City Council meeting. Massachusetts requires cities and towns to fully fund their outstanding pension obligations by the year 2038. The mayor, when he first announced that he would seek a pension bond, said doing so will save the city $20 million this year and millions down the road. Koch also has introduced a home rule petition to add two new members to the city's retirement board, the city's director of municipal finance, or their designee, and somebody with experience in financial services or management. Those members would only be allowed to participate in discussions concerning the board's investments. They would have no say in the board's other functions, such as approving retirements. The proposal needs approval from the city council and from the state. A public hearing about the proposed redevelopment of Wollaston Center will be held this week. The Planning Board will hold the remote hearing Wednesday, beginning at 5:30. The Wollaston Urban Revitalization District Plan, or the URDP, proposes to redevelop a portion of Wollaston Center with a mix of new residential, retail, and commercial projects. Once approved by the Planning Board, that project will then be submitted to the State Department of Housing and Community Development for final approval. Wednesday's meeting will be held via Zoom. A 73-year-old Boston grandmother sitting on her front porch was struck and killed by a stray bullet. Delois Brown was struck in Dorchester at about 6 o'clock Saturday evening. She was taken to the hospital where she was pronounced dead. Superintendent-in-Chief Gregory Long, the city's acting police commissioner, said the victim was not the intended target. There have been no arrests. Suffolk DA Rachel Rollins angrily vowed to find whoever is responsible for the shooting. The death was the city's 10th homicide this year. A Rhode Island man will spend more than 9 years in prison after pleading guilty to robbing five banks in 2018, including the Rockland Trust in Braintree. 50-year-old Dong Lee and a co-defendant, Charles Lamont Wheeler, were arrested after robbing banks in Avon and Brockton, then leading police on a high-speed chase in Attleboro after robbing the Crescent Credit Union in Brockton. At the Friday hearing, U.S. District Court Judge Richard Stern sentenced Lee to 110 months in prison, or just over 9 years, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Lee pleaded guilty to five counts of bank robbery. The men got away with over $2,300 when they robbed the Braintree Bank. Other robberies were from a Santander Bank in Andover, Berkshire Bank in Boston, Abington Savings Bank in Avon, and the Crescent Credit Union in Brockton. Wheeler previously had pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch, Attorney General Mara Healy, State Rep Tacky Chan, Representative Stephen Lynch, and Norfolk County District Attorney Mike Morrissey all detailed their efforts as elected officials to fight anti-Asian American hate during a rally that attracted hundreds of people in Quincy Center on Saturday. Several bills are before the U.S. House, including one that calls on federal and local officials to investigate all reports of hate crimes and harassment against Asian Americans. Another bill, the COVID-19 Hate Crimes Act, would require the Defense Department and Department of Justice to assign a point person to expedite the review of COVID-19-related hate crimes. And the Teaching Asian Pacific American History Act would require Asian Pacific American history to be part of American history and civics classes. Quincy for Transformative Change, a citizens group, held the Stand Up, Speak Out Pan-Asian Solidarity Rally at Quincy Center later Saturday afternoon. Police in Milton investigating at least 12 reports of car windows damaged by rocks thrown at the glass. The vandalism occurred between midnight last Tuesday And Wednesday morning, police say it happened all over town, specifically on Clap Street, Coolidge Road, Craig Street, Fairbanks Road, Magnolia Street, Otis Street, Robbins Street, and Waldeck Road. There is no clear motive at this time. Police say it appears to be a random act of vandalism. Residents are encouraged to report any suspicious activity. Mass and community-based vaccination sites were busy across the state this weekend. Outside of a church in East Boston, the line stretched around the corner as hundreds lined up to receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. But state and health officials say the availability of the J&J COVID vaccine may not be as accessible in the days ahead. Company is dramatically scaling back shipments by 80%. There will only be 700,000 doses shipped nationwide next week because of issues with distribution. Health officials say Massachusetts is only earmarked to get just over 12,000 doses of the J&J vaccine this week, a huge drop from previous weeks. Massachusetts officials are urging residents to conserve water as drought conditions impact much of the state. The Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs said Friday that significant drought has been declared in the southeast region of Massachusetts, which includes Norfolk, Plymouth, and Bristol counties. A mild drought has been declared in the rest of the state, except for the islands. Officials say precipitation totals are 1.5 to 3 inches below normal. Officials are encouraging residents to reduce their water use indoors and outdoors, and be especially careful when using things like charcoal grills and other open flames outside because of the increased risk of brush and wildland fires. Massachusetts Registry of Motor Vehicles said the car inspection system won't be back online until possibly this Saturday. The RMV is still giving anyone with an expired March sticker until the end of April to get a new one. The inspection system has been down since March 30th because of a problem with its vendor, Aplus Technologies. Aplus has indicated that their systems will be operating by this Saturday in Massachusetts, and the registry will continue working with the vendor to meet the goal. Vehicles that were newly purchased or registered on or after March 23rd will be granted until April 30th. Drivers who had an inspection rejection and are in the 60-day free retest window will be afforded one extra day for each day the system remains down. Police have been asked not to cite any drivers who have an expired March sticker. The RMV estimates that there are about 40,000 to 50,000 vehicles that may still have a March sticker and require an inspection. The American Red Cross is on a mission to make more than 600 homes across the state safer between now and May 8th. Starting today, volunteers will meet with residents by appointment, either virtually or socially distanced outside their homes, to share fire safety information, help create an escape plan, and practice a two-minute drill. The information's free and available to anyone who makes an appointment. In some communities, including Quincy, Red Cross is working with partner fire departments to offer free smoke alarm installation when it's safe to do so. The effort comes as part of a larger national push to educate 100,000 people about home fire safety in high-risk communities. Here in Massachusetts, the focus is on Quincy, Brockton, and Worcester. To sign up for free home fire safety education, visit soundthealarm.org/Massachusetts. Lee Delaney, president and CEO of BJ's Wholesale Club, died unexpectedly. Delaney was 49. The company issued a press release Friday that Delaney died of presumed natural causes last Thursday, but did not elaborate. Delaney joined the Warehouse Membership Club in 2016 and was promoted to president in 2019. Prior to that, Delaney was a partner at Boston-based global business consulting firm Bain & Company. Delaney attended business school at Carnegie Mellon University. Chief Financial Officer Bob Eddy has been named the interim CEO, effective immediately. Westboro-based BJ's operates 221 clubs with 6 million members. The company had sales of over $15 billion last year. The Biden White House is amplifying the push for its $2.3 trillion infrastructure package with the release of state-by-state breakdowns that show the dire shape of roads, bridges, the power grid, and housing affordability. The figures in the state summaries obtained by the AP paint a decidedly bleak outlook for the world's largest economy after years of repairs being deferred and delayed. They suggest that too much infrastructure is unsafe for vehicles at any speed, while highlighting the costs of extreme weather events that have become more frequent with climate change, as well as dead spots for broadband and a dearth of childcare options. U.S. colleges, hoping for a return to normalcy next fall, are weighing how far they should go in urging students to get the COVID-19 vaccine, including whether they should or legally can require it. Universities, including Rutgers, Brown, Cornell, and Northeastern University, recently told students they must get vaccinated before returning to campus next fall. They hope to achieve herd immunity on campus, which they say would allow them to loosen space restrictions in classrooms and dormitories. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin declaring an enduring and ironclad American commitment to Israel, reinforcing support at a tense time in Israeli politics and amid questions about the Biden administration's efforts to revive nuclear negotiations with Israel's archenemy, Iran. Austin's first talks in Israel since he became Pentagon chief in January come as the United States seeks to leverage Middle East diplomatic progress made by the Trump administration, which brokered a deal normalizing relations between Israel and several Arab states. British authorities have implored people to stay away from royal palaces as they mourn the death of Prince Philip in this time of COVID, but they keep coming. Not just to honor him, but to support the Queen, who lost her husband of 73 years. The mix includes children, seniors, Sikhs, and the children of African immigrants, a cross-section of British society, and admirers from abroad descended on Buckingham Palace and Windsor Castle on Saturday. They laid bouquets at the gates, offered prayers, or just paused for a moment of reflection as they remembered a man who dedicated much of his life to public service. Check of business news. Stocks open the day in positive territory. The Dow is up 297 points on Friday. The NASDAQ rose 70. The S&P added 31. World shares are lower today. The dollar is down. The euro slipped. And oil at $59 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox trounce the Orioles 14-9. They will take on the Twins in Minnesota at 2:10 this afternoon. Celtics with a big win over Denver, 105-87. And the Washington Capitals trounce the Bruins, 8-1. The National Weather Service forecast for today, cloudy, misty, with off and on drizzle at a high 48 degrees. Tonight, rather damp and cool, low of 42. Tomorrow, decreasing clouds throughout the day, high of 52. Partly sunny Wednesday, the high of 54, and some rain on Thursday, the high of 51. For the boater, waves 2 to 4 feet, northeasterly winds gust to 25 knots, and a high tide at 12:42 p.m. So again, spotty drizzle today, highs in the upper 40s. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, April 12th.